Well, it's great to be out here at the farm breakfast at the Hague Family Farm, ladies and gentlemen, in Dane, Greater Dane. There's a Great Dane, there's a Greater Dane, a family farm, of course, and the family's doing well. They're topping out, as a matter of fact, doing good. And I know Governor Walker was just here not long ago, but I think the shoveling got most of it. Well, what do you know?
Welcome to an encore performance of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. Hey, I'm Sarah Nix. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums with Jim Packard announcing. In this hour of What Do You Know? It's a visit to the Hague Family Farm for a Dairyland adventure and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know? Comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Now, the band is looking for the 2% cow, Michael Feldman.
Thank you, and this is a plea for lactose tolerance, ladies and gentlemen. Doing good so far, actually.
Yes, you are.
Catches up on me later, sometimes. It's psychological, I think, lactose intolerance.
It's got to be.
Yeah. How can you live in Wisconsin and be lactose intolerant?
You can't.
You got to learn to be tolerant. And, of course, poor Clyde is suffering here. Just to give you the setting here, we're on the Hague Family Farm, and we're in a tent. And there's a cow waiting to get in here, so I don't know if there's actually we're in the milking line here or what. I'm not sure exactly what happens to us after we
just fresh milk.
Apparently, we just follow the cow and do what she does, or what's done to her. I have no idea how this works, but it's a huge breakfast. Back to V and around the corner again, and like 4,000 for breakfast. So that was 1,806 over easy. 612 medium over medium. You know, some people are funny about that.
That's right.
You can't really tell a difference, if you ask me. I can. They get a little whiter or something. 117 over hard. 956 scrambled. 417 cheese and onion omelets. 273 Denver. 106 egg beaters. There's always the rebels at these farm breakfasts. 1611 white toast. 1477 wheat. 102 pumpernickel. Old school, 43 rye. Ferris of the Fair is here as well, and I looked in the mirror this morning. They said it was not me. Again, Alice in Dairyland, from the children's book of the same name, as you know, where she drinks the 2% and gets very, very small. So she's here, and the Hags have been at it for weeks, I guess. So just combing 120 heads. It's got to take some time. Then you got to start all over again. So enjoy. Eat all you can hold, but don't even think about staying for lunch, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we can tell you. Hit the highway at 11. They had to hurry the milking, actually, to get everything going here for the farm breakfast. So hopefully they didn't miss anybody. If you hear any explosions during the show, you know, that's what that is. That means they did. In all the Dairyland moos, that isn't. 2% started the day strong, but closed at 1.85. Cheddar block closed at $1.65.70. Butter slid up to $2.0466 a pound. Non-fat dry continued its climb to 1.662. These are pretty good jokes if you're in the business. If you can't, I can't explain it to you. Dry whey is down slightly, 50 cents or so. 38% moisture barrel up a tick, 1.6863. Class 3 prices are holding strong, but you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like a new Buick is a possibility this year. No Lamborghini tractor, though.
No. Wouldn't
you? How many of you have a Lamborghini tractor? Just curious. Okay, I didn't think so. Get on that R7, you just keep going. You know, a Lamborghini tractor, man. Wow, that'd be. Who's going to stop you? The Polizia are going to stop you in your Lamborghini tractor? Closer to home, John Deere has come up with a hybrid tractor. The engine only kicks in when the horse stops. These are my farm jokes. You got to laugh them up because in the city, these don't work either. So Turning away from hemp, you know, more farmers now are putting in a few acres in K2, smokable incense. So that's, we're just looking at alternative crops here, and that's, before that market dries up, you know, they're gonna, it's going to. It seems that scarecrows have had little effect on the corn smut thieves. This is not on, isn't it? Yeah, you know, they're high-end pallet people from Illinois come up here and take our corn smut. I don't know what they do with that. Anybody eat that? Or?
Yeah.
Oh. We thought it was a disease all this time, but they'll eat anything in Chicago, I guess. Okay, where was I then? Governor Walker has slashed funds for the bovine methane collectors that Doyle had in mind there, and he actually, I have a picture of one here. These are actually to collect the methane. They simply ride lightly on the cow's back. They're inflatables, and they collect the methane emissions because it's like Saudi. Wisconsin could be the Saudi Arabia of methane. They're simply collecting all the cow methane emissions, and this is but this is out now, I guess. But of course, they keep pulling the hose out. You know cows. It's hard to pipe them because they keep pulling the hose out. So but it comes out to 70 pounds of methane per cow per day, and that's all going to waste right now. It's hard to get them up on the roof of a vehicle, though, to pipe it directly in. So that is a problem. That could be worked out, I think. And then all the methane collected actually can be centralized and piped into the state capitol, which is ideally... That dome there is perfect. Since they got all the exits closed, it'll keep it all in there. You know that. Wind power—it's still pretty not much happening there. Just that 1911 model at the pump house. So we're hoping a little more about that Don Quixote project.
Yeah.
That Governor Doyle had in mind there, large windmills to
Very
tilt
large,
at,
yeah.
You know, for wind power, and I think it's a good idea. But biomass looks promising, though. We're looking at because everything is biomass. How can you lose with biomass? I think it's, you know, you're biomass, I'm biomass, Jim is biomass. You guys, I don't know, but, you know, start a fire under you, see what happens. Biomass, so I think biomass is the future. Although I tend to, you know, George W. Bush kept talking about a switchgrass. Now, I want to know if he's down there now cutting switchgrass. Is he doing, I doubt it, seriously. But maybe he is, but he was always talking about
switchgrass.
You know, switchgrass. Because, I mean, weeds, you got plenty of weeds out. You wouldn't have to grow crops anymore because if suddenly the weeds are valuable, why would you bother with crops, really? Or even cows, for that matter, unless they can produce methane on a regular basis. Yeah, so Bush is probably down there just burning all the remainders of his book for biomass. You don't hear much about the nuclear-powered farm that was so big in Popular Mechanics in the 50s. But we're looking at, I think, a nuclear-powered manure digester. Is something we should be looking into. Or if a guy could just capture some of that stray voltage and run it through again, that would make a big difference. After a flurry of excitement, raw milk is still pretty much underground. You have to get it from a cow on the corner in New Holstein. It's called handshake milk. You go up there and, you know, like you're shaking his hand. But, you know, I drank it as a kid, and there's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, got raw? I think raw's probably a good thing. We're a step closer to the fully automated dairy farm now, as all the cows now have Facebook accounts. And they can content one another. Instead of liking one another, they content one another. Of course, you have to block that wiener guy from sending in his... He's everywhere, believe me. He's on the dairy accounts, too. It's, you're seeing more and more iPod farmers. Now, there's an app for farming, but the bank holds a lien on it. Special at the co-op on 9.5 finger gloves. But they're the same price. But, you know... Shouldn't they give you something off? The cows, I'm all sure of this. This is my whole dairy. Years of thought went into this. You know, waiting for this dairy show for how many years now, Jim? Years and years.
25.
25 years. And some, I had to, you know, some of the things are outmoded, so I had to work through the, some of the,
update them.
I had to mow them. I had to in-mow them. You know, the cows on waterbeds in Green Bay, you probably heard about that. You know, this guy had, yeah. Well, it worked too well because the cows were so happy on their waterbeds, they all moved to California. Well, they're moving. They're as far as Partyville right now. But they're going to get there eventually because now they're happy cows in California. Naturally, the cows are happy in California. They're high. How hard is that to be? The sun is out. Yes. Yes. Oh, Lord, warm up this little Chattanooga boy. Okay, cool. Oh, that's gone. Bye. Just kidding. Artisan cheeses. I don't get the artisan thing, frankly. Who is art, number one? But they've taken off, as I understand it. These are actually cheeses that come up in buckets on a big wheel from an artisan well.
Oh, yeah.
Artisan well cheeses. Right. No, okay, all right, sorry. Like a big fondue, a pond of fondue or something, and the buckets come up. Those are artisan cheeses. And there are artisan milks now, too, I guess, are there? Anyone know what that is? Anyone ever see an artisan milk? I guess that's just when an artisan goes out there and starts grabbing a teat or something. That's called artisan. See the artisan milk. Okay. By the way, T-A-T, I know how you really pronounce it, but we're on the air on public radio. Let's see now. Oh, so the only other thing is the methane is the big thing going on right now. We hope we get that methane channeled because I really think that is the way of the future. But if it doesn't work out, the plan is to bury the cows in peat for a few hundred thousand years and go with the oil. That's all the Dairyland news. That is. And thank you so much. And good night. And good morning to all the cows at sea. I'm telling you, this is the way to go. Number 503 here. Is that, what is that? They're in a lottery or something. The cows have those numbers on their ears. Right. What, can they win big prizes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Speaking of cows, we've got the Higgs are here, and why don't you come in here first? You want to introduce your cow, or I'll come to the cow? Yeah, why don't you come in here first? They just got back from prom, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're wearing the corsages. The Higg family. Yes. Come on, sit down here for a second, and we'll find out. Is your cow all right out there?
Yeah, she's fine.
Without you? Yeah. Hi, how's everybody? Hi. Hello. Are we missing a couple? Oh, yeah, there was more.
There's a couple.
They're with the cow. Okay, all right. John, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Great day today.
Yeah. Did you do all the cooking for this, John?
Would you believe me if I said I did?
No, I wouldn't, but you can say whatever you want because you're the farmer here, and you're the man in charge. Now, it's not right to ask you how many head you have, right? Because people can multiply that by a certain number and know what you're worth, right?
Yeah, but it also could mean how much money I owe to the bank. So.
Oh, yeah, how much the bank is worth. That's really what it comes down to. But let's say there's a number of cows here, and they're fine-looking ones.
Yeah, we milk 125 cows.
Okay, so you admit that.
Yeah. Yes, we admit that.
And now what number would I multiply that by? Oh, never mind. I take your word on it. And they're the black and white ones.
Mostly black and white. A couple red and white.
Yeah, yeah. So. You couldn't afford the color ones, I was saying. Because we have color now.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll get with modern technology and get color into them as we go here.
Are these the Holsteins or are these the Goldsteins?
They're still the Holstein.
Still the Holstein? Because when I grew up, they said if you cross a Holstein with a Golden Guernsey, you get a Goldstein.
that's our next step.
That's our next step, because the Goldsteins are very good on the farm, I think. And let's introduce you. I'm
Julie.
Julie and?
Amanda.
Yes, Amanda. How are you? How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing good.
Yeah. So you actually had to do most of the work here, I assume.
Yes, actually. The wife does do all the work. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's the big farm secret. That's the big farm. And the farm guy gets all the credit, but the wife is doing all the work.
Right. We're just a silent partner, and we don't get any credit, but we are the woman behind the man. So.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that one. I got a few. Got a few things I'm thinking about there, but I'm trying to get past that or something. So were you expecting this many people?
Okay, wait, let's go back. Yes. Is your mind in the gutter right now, or where was it?
Yeah. Yes, where it always is. It's, my mind seldom gets out of the gutter. I'm like that wiener guy without internet. So, anyway, there.
Where were we?
Yeah, did you get all the milking done early? Or?
Yeah, we were up early.
Yeah. You can't really rush milking, can you? I mean, that takes a certain amount of time no matter what you do.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're always kind of waiting for the females. You know, they're just kind of go at their own pace. So, hey, I had to get in that plug in there after what she said about the guys. So.
Yeah. Do you mean the female cows or the
female cows? You know, they get kind of slow once in a while.
There are no male cows, though, John. I got news.
I hate
to break it to you because I know you're from Wanakee, and this comes as a shock to you, but. Is that all right?
That was good, Yeah. Lodi's good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's Wanakee, we don't talk about that too much.
No, it's a big divide. I know. It divides a lot of families. Do you want to just jump out on here, Amanda, and say anything?
Well, I graduated from Lodi, so obviously it's better.
Yeah, Lodi! Was that recently? How long?
2007.
2007, okay, cool. Very cool. Are these milking? What do you call these cows, precisely?
Holstein milking cows.
Holsteins,
but they're our milking cows.
They're not your milking shorthorns.
No, they're not milking shorthorns.
Do you have something against milking shorthorns?
No.
Yeah? Was there a point in your life you had to choose between a milking shorthorn and a
black and white's a lot better.
Yeah. Is that just a prejudice?
Yeah.
Or is that something that was...
we could throw a few jerseys in there.
Yeah. What generation are you in farming?
First generation.
First generation?
On this farm.
Yeah.
I grew up on a farm until I was in middle school. And then
And then you got the hell out. But then you came the hell back.
I came back.
Yeah. So what happened in between there that drove you actually back to the farm?
We never owned the farm when we were growing up. So the farm was sold and then started growing houses. Yeah. So then I just kind of kept working on farms after that.
In the back of your mind, you always thought you wanted to come back and do the farm.
Yep, I knew eventually I'd get back to the farm.
Yeah. Was it pretty much your story, too, or did you just happen to...
No, I'm actually a city girl,
and
I didn't know anything about farming until I met him. So.
Yeah, and now do you, or...?
Well, yeah.
And do you know anything about him? That's really the question. Anyway. So what city was it?
I actually grew up right on Main Street in Lodi.
Main Street, Lodi.
Yeah, my parents still live right on Main Street in Lodi.
No kidding.
So we're getting back to Lodi, how good it is. So,
yeah, well, Jim, your people.
I grew up on Main Street in Lodi.
You did?
Oh, really? Yeah. Were we neighbors?
I think I was gone before you came along.
You look pretty young, so.
Yeah, no, Jim is grandfathered in on Main Street there in Lodi, probably before his time. He was involved in that duck incident, though.
Oh, yeah. You got to look out for Susie.
Yeah. No, this was the original Susie.
The original one.
Yeah, in the Pleistocene.
One with the arrow in its belly.
Yeah, Susie the dinosaur, that was. That was a while ago. Now, I understand we have a cow actually here.
Yep.
I could meet this cow.
Right outside the tent there.
Yeah. And who is that cow?
That's Pop-Tart.
Do you usually name your cows?
A lot of them.
You do? Is that normal practice?
She names all of them.
Yeah.
Melissa, too.
Yeah.
Me and Melissa name most of them.
Yeah, and Pop-Tart because?
Why Pop-Tart?
Yeah, okay. Let's go. Can we go over and meet Pop-Tart? Because I haven't met that many cows in my life, and maybe you can show me something about this cow here that I should know as a city boy. It's a very nice-looking cow, I must say. Okay, hi, Pop-Tart. Hi, how you doing?
Can I try to give you a kiss?
Oh, really? You could kiss me. Go ahead, honey. It's been a while. Yes. Oh, you're a sweetheart, aren't you? Melissa, is this like your special cow?
She is my extra, extra special cow.
Yeah. What makes her, how you doing? What makes her so special?
We've just been bonded since she was born, and she's done a lot of public events here, and she's just kind of my buddy now.
She likes the public events thing.
She loves the public events. Yeah. She has little kids all over all the time, and she went her to fly.
The cow poop bingo, that's the key. She's good at that.
Cow poop bingo. Now, I am from the city, so we don't have this form of bingo. How does that work?
You buy a ticket, it gives you a square, and then whatever square she poops on, that's the winner. So.
Isn't that cute? And she, how old is she?
She's a little over two. 2 years, 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, hi there, dear. I like you, too. I was just trying to get away from the Jewish guy in the tent. Hey, there's a Jewish guy in the tent. Oh, don't eat that. Don't eat that. I paid for that. This is a North Face. Oh, that's all right, Pop-Tart. For you, it's okay. Yeah, very sweet, very sweet. And now, normally, what is your schedule for today? What would she be doing normally at this time of the day?
Normally, she's probably taking a nap. So we're interrupting her nap.
Honey, I'll let you go back to your nap. Pop-Tart, you're a sweetheart. Thank you. Very nice to meet you. I love brown eyes. I always have. Thank you, Higgs. Thank you so much for having us here. Thank you. Amanda, thank you, dear. Thanks, John. Let's go. Yeah. The Higg family at the Higg Family Farm. Gentlemen, give us a little number.
Once again, Michael Feldman.
Why do you never see a U-Haul behind a hearse? Because you can't take it with you, right? All right. That's a gimme. Thank you very much, whoever gave me that. Unsigned. But Jean Cole signed hers. She's from Lodi. She's an administrative assistant. Question, what is the difference between a calf and a heifer? I don't know. I'm out of the dating pool. So I don't even remember, to tell you the truth. I know there is a difference. But where is Jean? Oh, hi, Jean. Hi, Jean. That's a good thing to have. You hear that a lot, don't you?
No, I don't. My name's Jeannie.
Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie is a good thing to have, too. Administrative assistant.
Yes.
What is that exactly?
It's another terminology for secretary.
It sounds better than secretary, I guess, because there's no way of knowing what you do.
Well, I wear many, many hats.
No, I don't mean, I'm not implying you're not working or anything. I'm just saying, from the title, you can't tell what that would be.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. Do you know the difference between a calf and a heifer?
I sure do. I grew up on a dairy farm.
Okay. Can you explain it to me?
Yes, it's the age of a cow. A calf, of course, is just a baby. And then they grow into this heifer age where it's ripe, the age right before they start producing calves.
So okay.
It's like a teenager almost.
The heifer is a teenager?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Age-wise.
Okay. And then post-adolescence, then they go right to graduate school. Is there a graduate school? Or?
I believe so. And then, you know, they get their little hat, with the little tassel.
Little curl and then the other side. They put their curl on the other side. When
and then they can have babies.
Good. Well, that clears it up for me. And you see it all on the farm, too, don't you, really?
You do.
I'm hearing that, but no one ever tells me what it is they're seeing. I really want to know what. What is it that you keep seeing? Who else is on the farm? Are you a farmer? No? Farm? What is it that they keep saying you see it all on the farm? You know, I see it all on the farm. You know that saying? Are you a farmer?
No.
Do we have any actual farmers here or people who grew up on farm? We had one farmer and he left. Yes. When they say you see it all on the farm, what is it that you see exactly?
The whole sexual production of...
Okay, never mind. Oh, well, you see it all in the city, too, then, I guess. Pretty much, pretty much the same stuff, too, just different actors. Mark Cole. Oh, this is you related here. What is the number one milk-producing cow? Mark, you stand by that comment?
I do.
Oh, there you are. Oh, that's Mark. Okay. Do you know the answer to this, Mark?
Yes, I
did. Did you grow up on a farm, too?
No, I didn't.
What gives you the right to come here? What is it?
It is the Holstein.
Well, I guess I could have guessed that one. And how do you happen to know that, Mark?
Because this week a student gave a speech in my class about dairy cows. Yes.
And that came up, of course.
That was the featured cow in the speech.
Thanks, Mark. You can bring any show to a halt, I'll tell you. You get it, I don't really know what to say about that. How much feed does a dairy cow eat in one day? Is this yours too, Mark?
No.
No. Oh, that's Jane Heyer. Hi.
Hi.
like, stand up here because people think that I'm talking to myself and doing voices. Look at this.
No, oh. There's a person here.
Yes, how are you, dear?
Good.
Good. Did you have your breakfast?
I did. We came early.
What time were you here?
Just past the driveway. So whatever time that was.
So that was probably around 7, 7:30.
Yeah, 7 or something, yeah.
So what time did you get up to get to the...
Oh, it must have been 6:30.
Yeah. Do you not normally have breakfast? I mean, was it that important to you that you had to get up at 6:30 and drive? How far did you have to drive?
From Cross Plains.
Cross Plains. All the way from Cross Plains to get here.
That's right.
To have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you get up and make a breakfast once in a while? Would it kill you?
It would kill me, believe me. And that sausage thing wouldn't happen at my house. So. No,
what sausage thing was that?
That they served at breakfast.
Oh. I don't know. He's sitting there and he's all... His face is all red. I don't know what... He's probably just been out in the sun or something. Huh? Yeah, you're not on Twitter, are you?
But he is a politician.
Oh, you are? Are you? Is he on what, county board or something?
We don't want to talk about it.
Okay, all right. Always the best policy. And then you had some questions, too, here. What is an agua? Aqua?
Aqua cow. Aqua cow.
What is an aqua?
I just saw one over there.
It's a hot tub. A hot tub for cows. We saw one here. Oh, yeah. They have hot tubs for cows.
He's a nice guy, your husband. Where did you meet him?
On a farm in Indiana. Yeah.
Was he in a hot tub with a cow at the time?
You see it all on the farm, yeah. Don't you?
Thank you, dear. Very nice to meet you. Nice to meet you as well, sir. Your politics is, it's all the same here.
We're doing well.
Yep, doing good. What's causing the wild temperature swings in the weather? I think it's that wiener guy. I'm not sure what the connection is, but you know what I mean? I think I can say no more about that. Will you be inviting Sarah Palin to appear on the show when she comes to Madison? Yeah, she's always invited. Just a few, you know, in advance. No politics. No talking about politics. In fact, no saying anything at all. Yeah. Because I like her, personally, I like her until she opens her mouth. And that, but otherwise, I think we could work that out. I'm not sure. Todd could never work it out. I don't, but maybe I could. Are cows carnivorous? No, they're cownivorous. They're cownivorous. Linda Atkins, Bray Dussac, retired nurse. Where is she? Hi, dear. How are you? Are you a farm girl, too?
Yes, sir.
You are? Where was your farm, or where is your farm?
I still live on it. It's in Pur de Sac.
What do you grow out there?
We rent out the land, and we rent out the barns, and we have a big garden.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're renting out the farm, wouldn't you be better off in the city, really? I mean, a little more convenient, you know, and let them run the farm.
Well, no, I like living on the farm. Yeah.
Cows carnivorous? You know something about a cow?
Yeah, they're not carnivorous. They're herbivorous. Herbivorous.
I know, but I can't say that. So I could say carnivorous sounds good to me.
No, they don't eat. They don't eat meat, but my husband thought they did.
Yes. Of course, I'm from the city, and when I married her, they brought me out to the farm to teach me how to milk, and they told me cows were carnivorous, so watch out for your fingers because they'll bite them off.
They tell you all kinds of stuff when they come out here, and none of it is true.
It all happens on the farm.
Yeah, you see it all. Thank you, dear. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you as well. They're not cownivorous. How many eggs is a chicken laying? It seems to be all sort of farm-related questions here, which are not my forte. But I have, you know, between all of us here, we should know how many eggs is a chicken. Wouldn't that depend on the chicken? Oh, that was you, sir?
Yes.
Yes. Do you know the answer to this?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. Yes.
Shortly after we were married, where I was working, people were talking, and we made a bet on how many eggs a chicken would lay a day. And I snuck off, and I called my wife, and she said 6. So I quit. You know, it was a dollar bet.
Yeah, half a dozen, so you need 2 chickens to get a dozen eggs.
So anyway, to settle the bet, we had to call the university poultry department. And it turns out it's almost 1 egg a day. So in a month, it's like 20.
Almost 1. How do you lay almost an egg? That's like having almost a child. You know, I almost had a baby.
So out of 30 days, you might get like 25 to 30 eggs. It depends on the chicken. So.
Wait a minute. You said they almost lay one a day, but you get 25?
Out of 30 days, in a 30-day period. Yeah. So anyway,
it's like that whole cycle thing with them.
And I lost the bet. So.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited about all that. Do we have chicken people here? I know, because chicken people are different from dairy people, right? They're two distinct breeds. You know that. Are you a chicken person yourself, sir?
No, I'm not, but I could crow a little bit.
What did you say your name was again?
My first name is Ed, and most people call me that.
Yeah.
So if you will call me that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Are you embarrassed about your last name? You only use the one?
No, it's hard for me to pronounce unless I've been drinking.
Well, then you know what? I think you should be able to pronounce it. Let's get a bottle and hear your name. Yeah.
But you're the only second comedian I've met, and you are intoxicating. So I'll attempt. It's three syllables.
Okay.
Hen Leben.
Hen Leben.
It's German.
Hen Leben. It means a lover of chickens. Oh, chicken lover. Ed Chicken Lover.
Oh, yeah.
So you are the exact right person to...
First thing it is.
Yeah. Well, do you have any farm experience itself?
Oh, no, I'm a city person, and I like city people and farm people.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the middle of the road.
Yeah.
I used to drive a cab.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And driving the cab, I met the other comedian.
Oh, who is that?
Oh, well, I'll tell you in a minute. I want you to know.
Well, I got all the time in the world. When you're going to go nap with the cow for right now. Oh, my.
When you drive a cab, you're called a hacker.
Yes.
And that was popular before the politicians got a word in using that hacker. And now it's disrespectful.
Oh.
But I used to be a cab driver.
And you were a hack, and people said hacker.
I was able to pick up a comedian doing her chores in a small place in St. Louis, Gaslight Square. And in Gaslight Square, there was a lady by the name of Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller.
Now, she's class.
Yeah, she's she's a good one. Yeah, she's a good one.
She might be an old hen, but she's got a lot of class in what she does.
Yeah.
And I used to take her home in my taxi cab or hack because she and her husband... What was his name?
Fang.
Fang. Yeah. They didn't have any cars to drive.
No.
So we'd always take them to work and bring them back. And I always waited for her order to come out at night at 2 o'clock. Because as soon as she got inside the cab, I just had to laugh and lose it.
Yeah.
She's funny just looking at her.
Yeah. I have some of that. Don't
you think?
Jim, what do we have for Ed?
For Ed? Well, I tell you what.
Ed.
We've got something that's going to get him started.
Yeah.
He'll have time to enjoy some Wisconsin wines like Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé from the Wollersheim Winery.
Can we get him right now? How soon can we get those?
Jim? Well, we got to drive out to Prairie de Sac and back. So
can someone make a run out to
that.
Prairie de Sac and bring those?
Yeah.
It's not that far. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah. I enjoyed it. You're terrific. Thanks. Keep up the good work. You're more than a comedian.
Oh.
You are a raconteur. You are a encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah.
You are the best quiz master I have ever listened to. You know all the answers, and you give a few away.
Yeah, I do. Thanks, Ed. My pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure. How do we follow Ed? We can't follow Ed. We got to stop right now.
Got to stop right here.
Yeah. Well,
we'll try to play the quiz.
Play the quiz or something, but we're never going to find another Ed here. Yes, we have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. Hi, dear. I like those shades. Those are very cool. Get your stand. He's not going to do it, huh?
No, he's a chicken. He's a chicken. He has a job. Excuse me. Yes.
That's right in line with everything else we've been talking.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed on public radio. And that's why our kids aren't here. Because they knew that I would be embarrassing them on public radio.
Yes, how do you like that? And your name again is?
I'm Shelly Schumann from Sparta, Wisconsin.
Shelly Schumann from Sparta, and so do the four disclaimers.
Ethan and Cass, please remember 1 hour and 1.5 hour on the TV. All questions on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, though the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, and poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own show. Hey, you're standing on something the governor left behind. Persons employed by the International House of Radio and its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phone lines trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they're not those of the International House of Radio, its member station, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Nice job, man. You did a great job. Let's see the hands of those of you who are interested in playing the What Do You Know quiz. It is a general knowledge quiz. It is not trivia. It is my life, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, let's... All right. Huh? With boots like that, I'm going to say no. I want you to walk on me in those boots. Can I get you to stand up here, dear? You are?
Anna Vermeer. Anna.
Anna.
Yeah.
Are you from around here, Anna?
I'm from Michigan.
Michigan. And what brings you to the farm breakfast?
I have cousins who invited me.
Yeah, these are the cousins?
Yeah.
How you doing? How you guys doing? Anna, one good reason you should play this quiz.
I'm Madison to visit, and I've never been on the show.
All right, that's a good enough reason. And look at her boots, ladies and gentlemen. We got to break those boots in. Those are brand new, aren't they? Yeah, have a seat there. Take any seat you want.
Is this for me?
Yeah, the bell, you can take that with you if you want. Take it to the cows. See what the cows do if you ring that.
Okay.
I'm interested to know. All right. I got everything organized here. So, Anna, you're in Michigan, did you say?
Yeah, I just came back from school.
Yeah? Where are you going?
Seattle Pacific.
Seattle Pacific.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
It's going great.
Yeah? What are you studying?
Nursing.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Couldn't you do that around here, though?
Yeah.
We got nurses around here.
Yeah. You got a different, you have the rain in Seattle, so you got to have some sort of draw.
You like that?
Yeah.
The liquid sunshine, they call it?
It's nice.
You know, we've been on Seattle a number of times, and it's always raining, and I'm the only one who notices that it's raining. I'm walking on the street, so I got an umbrella, No one uses an umbrella. Seattle, no one wears a hat, so I got a hat, I got an umbrella, I got a little rain thing, and I'm walking around like an idiot, Everyone is just walking around normal in Seattle.
It's true. The only people who have umbrellas in Seattle are people who aren't from Seattle.
Yeah, it's me. In that case, it was just me. I was the only one. But so, are you from, where in Michigan are you from originally?
Muskegon.
You're from the edge of your hand there?
Yeah.
Oh. From Muskegon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Fruitport. Muskegon is Fruitport, to be exact. But
that's like our sister city. I'm from Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah.
So you got the ferry.
The ferry,
and you have two choices. In Milwaukee, you can either stay there or go to Muskegon. take the ferry cry and come back again, and it was quite a thing. And okay, so in school, so what year?
I'm a junior, so I'm going to my senior year. Well,
senior year, yeah.
Oh, and it's given that I pass all my classes, so
yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Are you working the summer? Are you
hoping to hiring freeze.
Hiring freeze, yeah, all over, I guess. Huh? All right, Anna, someone out there plays along with you and Jim Packard. How do they do that?
Hold your udders, folks. This is an encore performance of What Do You Know? So no need to call now.
There's Louis is calling right now. It just says Louis. Louis, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Louis.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
You're in Masontown, Pennsylvania. Is that true?
That's right.
Or are you faking it?
No, I really am.
You really are. We're here on the farm here now in Wisconsin. Anything you want to say to the farmers of Wisconsin?
Hey, keep up the good work and keep making good cheese.
Thanks, Louie. What'd you call for?
To play the quiz.
Oh, you know, I didn't read the question yet, Louis, so it was really a leap of faith. It was a leap of faith for you to have called, but that's okay. Since you were so nice to the farm population, we will ask you this question here now. Cows who are given a name, do they produce more milk, less milk, or the same amount of milk?
More milk.
More milk. Oh, Louis, you're too smart for us. That's right. Yes, they do. They produce 5% more milk. That's a given fact. That little Pop-Tart produces 5% more milk when she's not napping. Louis, what do you do out there, Louis?
I'm a dairy farmer.
Are you? Are you?
Yes.
What a good man. So what kind of cows you got?
Holsteins.
You got Holsteins, too?
Can we name some of them?
You do? But you're not supposed to. I always understood if you're on a farm, you don't name the animals because, you know, you just got to say bye bye to them. And that's traumatic for kids.
They're dairy cows, not meat cows.
That's right.
Stay out of this, Anna, will you please? Number one, you're in nursing. But of course, they're dairy cows, they're not meat cows, are they? So in Pennsylvania is pretty much a dairy state, too, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty big one. Louis, this is Anna.
Hello,
Anna.
She is your partner in this now. It's all in the up and up. No worries. And the two of you collaborate on this and cooperate on this quiz. And Jim Packard will tell us the categories, won't you, Jim?
Categories of current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
What? Huh? What were those categories, Jim? Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Of course.
How many do we have?
Six.
Okay. That's good. Louis, we'll let you pick the first category. What would you like?
I like science.
Science? Okay. Right out of the
and
science.
And nursing, so it should be
Yeah,
good.
Let's hope.
Okay. You might have heard this earlier in the show, had you been paying attention. A cow somewhere near you releases how much methane per day? 50, 70, or 100 pounds of methane. This is the average cow.
I'll let you go first, and then I can confirm. Because
I remember the methane conversation, but I don't remember the number.
Okay, okay. I think it was 70.
Ah, she says 70.
Sounds good.
Yes, 70 pounds. All right, gaseous gold. They call it now. It's like black gold, but
one right, no wrong.
But it's a gas.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. What's left there, Jimmy?
Current events, people, places, school, or odds and ends.
Odds and ends, okay.
Oh, we'll go for odds and ends.
Odds
I guess.
And ends, no.
I think you were leaning toward that.
No, I didn't. No. Okay, creme fraiche or schmand?
Is that a choice between two?
Yeah. I guess. What does most of it go into? I guess milk. This would be milk, like the sour. Okay, now let me explain milk to you. It's a liquid substance. No, it has all these things. It goes through various stages. The whole milk, I looked at it. It's like a tree, the tree of milk. And it goes refined to various stages, and it comes out as diesel. At one point, milk has to decide whether it's going to be creme fraiche or schmand.
Sounds like you'd want to drink something that was creme fraiche. But...
So the question is, which does more of it go towards? The creme fraiche. You disagree, ma'am? Am I stating this wrong? Yeah? Rewinson? Ma'am? I don't even know what schmand is. I think it's a dirty word in Yiddish, I think. Yeah, so talk it over.
Yeah,
creme fraiche or schmand?
What's that second word? Schmand?
Schmand. Is that German?
That sounds Pennsylvanian Dutch, doesn't it? You should
How do you
know.
Spell that?
S-C-H-M-A-N-D. Schmand. Are you looking it up?
No. iPhones here.
So does more of it go to...
What's going into the milk?
Well, I think you're in your... Now, as I understand it, you're in your sour cream stage, and that can be further refined into your various petrochemicals. So does more go to creme fraiche or schmand, whatever it is?
Well, we have a 50-50 chance, yeah. I guess.
She's leaning towards creme fraiche, I noticed. Yeah.
She is leaning towards creme fraiche. I was going to lean the other way because the cacao, the cream is like 3.5% to 4% of the milk.
Okay.
So that's why I was leaning towards something else.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like maybe we should trust the dairy farmer, so.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not. No. You said about being fresh.
The question is, will the bank trust the dairy farmer? That's really the what? Creme fraiche,
yeah,
you said?
I think the fresh.
Yes, creme fraiche, yes. Yeah. Mostly. And that goes into your various mascarpone and all that. Not yet. Jim?
Two right and no wrong.
What's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, or school.
Okay. Louis?
People.
People? Okay. Do you have a highly technological farm, Louis?
Quasi?
Probably got color cast.
How does that, what do you mean quasi?
We have a computer in the barn.
okay, that's cool.
We have computerized milkers and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So you actually never touch a cow?
Oh, no, we don't come close to them.
Actually, I should have mentioned the people category has been replaced with cows. So here we go. Which song produces the most milk in the milking parlor? Is it Lady Gaga's Poker Face, Lil Wayne's Back That Thing Up, or Andy Williams' Moon River? Milk production, music playing, which one works?
I tell you what I always heard, that the whatever music the milker, the person who's doing the work, likes the best, I'll give the most milk.
That's what I was thinking. In the highly technical world.
Well, this has been studied, though.
Okay. Well, then
if it's been
Moon
studied,
River
it can't be too recent.
More relaxing. So.
Poker Face, Back That Thing Up, or Moon River? You say Moon River?
Yeah.
Moon River's more relaxing.
Yes, Moon River, Andy Williams. They love Andy Williams. Oh. You can ring that now if you want. That means that you've won. But, Jim, they could go on, couldn't
they? There is a step they could take here. They could take a prize, or they can go on for the mother load. They do have to answer two questions correctly from our three remaining categories, win a treasure trove of prizes. However, if they miss either one of those, all they get is Walker's patties and pies.
That's going to be a tough one. What are you leaning
for? Go for the kielbasa.
You want to go on?
Yeah, I think we should go for it.
All right, going for the giant kielbasa. And I mean, it's a big kielbasa. You should see the size of this thing. And
categories that are remaining.
What's left there, Jim?
Current events, places, or school.
Okay. Anna, is
my
it back
turn?
In? Yes,
yep.
I think so.
I'll go for school.
School it is, okay. Should have learned this. Belching.
Hopefully it's not my year left.
Belching or flatulence is the question.
Belching.
They're two different things. So
Louis says belching.
Yeah.
We're talking about cow methane once again.
Oh.
I can't seem to get out. Where does
flatulence.
It actually? Where does
Definitely.
It actually come from?
It's the
contrary to popular belief.
Yeah.
What was the actual question?
Contrary.
Well, there is no question. It just says belching or flatulence here. But I think it refers to where the
action... What end does it come out of?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna, so much.
Put it in layman terms.
Yeah. Is it actually the cow's belching or is it the other end?
What type of gas?
Same gas, just different porthole.
Did I hear you say something about ruminating?
Ruminating?
Yeah. I don't understand the question.
Okay, let me ask you. Let me put it this way. Do they belch or do they fart it out?
Belch what out?
All right, let me put it to you this way.
The methane gas here.
Now, this gas we keep hearing about from cows, this methane, is it emitted from the cows? Does it come from their belching or from their what? Thank you.
Yeah, upper GI, lower GI.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That nursing training really paid off. So you're leaning towards the...
I always thought it was from the manure, but...
I'm thinking the belching.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's a dairy farmer.
Yeah, and we said it was contrary to belief there, so maybe my belief...
Commonly held, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay
good.
Go
yes, yeah. And it's the belching. It's the belching. That's why, if you want to collect it, you got to put masks on them. Gas masks and run them in reverse.
For right and no
I'm
wrong.
I'm telling you, I've been thinking about this, and it's a tremendous opportunity. All right, for right, yeah? What's left there, Jim?
Current events or places.
Back to Louis, isn't it?
Back to Louis.
Louis, what do you have?
Places.
Okay, cows. Oh, this, once again, if you were paying attention, you probably know this. Do cows really sleep on waterbeds somewhere around Green Bay?
Is this a 50-50 question?
Yeah, I guess so.
You said before, so I say yes.
I thought it was a yes.
Yes? Yeah. You're saying yes? The cows do sleep on... Yes, that's right, they do. Oh, here, right. I'm sorry. You won it all! I've seen pictures of them on cow. It's really quite exceptional.
Hey, Louis, you're going to be stepping out in style wearing a handsome brown and tan America's Dairyland ball cap and t-shirt tastefully decorated with a small embroidered cow from the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Learn all about the country's most famous state capitol building in the book Wisconsin Capitol by our own Diana Cook from Prairie Oak Press, and stay up all night until the cows come home playing What Do You Know, the party game featuring hardworking contestants and the husbandry-friendly Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Anna, you've won a book that's hot off the press, Ed Janis's Creating Dairyland, paying tribute to the many thousands of Wisconsin farmers who found a way to stay on their land with their cows, from the Wisconsin Historical Society Press. Then head on down to the Capitol Square in Madison to Fromagination, where you can indulge in true religion with an assortment of natural, organic, artisanal cheeses from Wisconsin and around the globe, and decorate your abode with a marvelous cow print, Fun Madison Art, from MarciaSparks.com. Congratulations to both of you.
Live shows at Monona Terrace in Madison resume next week, Saturday, April 6th. For a full schedule and ticket information, click over to NotMuch.com or call 608-262-2201. Wish you could enjoy What Do You Know every day? You can. Click over to NotMuch.com. You'll be able to join our Facebook family, play the brand new online quiz, or laugh throughout the week with Michael's tweets. It's all there for you in one place at NotMuch.com. Stay tuned. Coming up, author Justin Isherwood keeps us on the pulse, and Alice in Dairyland winner Katie Workus. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Welcome back to an encore presentation of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tooling on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums, with Jim Packard announcing. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we're back on the Hague Family Farm in Dane, Wisconsin, with author Justin Isherwood and Alice in Dairyland winner Katie Workus. Plus another round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah. Oh, there. OK. Okay. Justin Isherwood is joining us, ladies and gentlemen, here at beautiful, the beautiful Hague Farm in Greater Dane, rural Dane. Here's an earlier book of Justin's, Farm Kid, Tales of Growing Up in Rural America. And, of course, there's the Book of Plow, which has become the Bible, I think, of at least of potato farmers.
Would that be Old Testament or New?
This would be the newest, the newer.
I also want to be Old Testament.
You want to be old?
Okay. I thought they it's had your, more character.
It's your,
yeah.
You wrote it. It's your choice as to what testament you want to be. I think that's good. Justin, how are you?
I'm good, Michael.
Yeah, good to see you. It's been a while, like 98 or something like that. It was the last time we had you.
Yeah, yeah. You said I need to be kinder to you or something.
Yeah, well, you were too nice to Jim, I thought.
That comes natural.
I had to space it out just a little bit there. Book of Plow was a great success for you, and it sort of spoke to the whole rural identity, people identifying with the land and not just what's there now, what was there before, what will be there in the future, that whole continuity.
At least my version
yeah.
of the land.
Yeah. Your land is in Plover.
Yes.
The Isherwoods always been in Plover?
Indeed, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
we are they rolling in Plover?
Rolling in Plover.
Yeah. How far back does it go for the Isherwoods?
We came to Wisconsin in 32.
Yeah. In 32.
Yeah. Yeah.
From?
Black Hawk War and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. 1832.
1832.
Yeah, okay, all right. I thought 1932, that, you know, I have clothes that are older than that, but. Well, that's cool. So that was a great-grandfather?
It's grandfather McMillan. How many greats back? Five.
Five greats back. Oh, that's great. And where did he come from?
Scotland.
From Scotland. Okay. So, and was he? Did he farm in Scotland? Or?
I think everybody farmed in Scotland.
Yeah.
Or made whiskey.
Yeah.
Which is a good. Well, actually, you have to farm to make whiskey.
That's true. Yeah. Did he make whiskey in Wisconsin?
I don't know.
We don't talk about that.
My family is Methodist, you know.
Enough said, yeah. I guess.
The only thing they could make legally is whoopee. I think whiskey would have been a good choice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's funny how they changed. You know, like a lot of people who came over there, because, you know, like the Scandinavians, they like to have a good time back in Scandinavia.
Yeah.
Then they got here, and then they like felt maybe they couldn't, except for Ole and Lena, of course, as we know. So some of that does change when they come over for some reason.
Lena was nice.
Yes. You can't, nothing against her at all. And you're in potatoes.
I'm in potatoes and sweet corn.
Oh, you've gone
sweet corn's hot now. Sweet corn's China's buying sweet corn.
China is buying your corn?
Yeah.
Do the Chinese come over directly and speak with you about the?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No.
But you get orders from
Szechuan
or wherever.
Huge contracts going.
Guangdong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those Shanghai stuff.
Yeah. Shanghai stuff. How does that? How do you sell corn to China, for example? I mean,
mostly canned, some frozen.
Oh, I see. Okay, but I mean, do they email you or something, and you think it's like spam or something? It's some Chinese guy saying he wants your corn.
No, I mean, there's a few interpreters in between.
Yeah, the potatoes, they don't go for the potatoes in China.
They raise their own mostly.
They do, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
some reason they can do potatoes but not sweet corn.
Well, that's interesting. And I understand. I know the Chinese actually, I think, are going in. Where was it I was reading? Was it Australia? I don't know. They're actually going into places and actually buying the land and doing their own farming in those places. So
get out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we looking at a Chinese influx into Plover?
They got the money, you bet.
Yeah. It's interesting. Well, they're amazing people, actually. New book. There's a new book out.
New book, yeah. Pulse. Actually, it's going to be my first e-book.
Your first ebook. Oh, yeah.
This is kind of scary, you know. I mean, not paper.
Yeah.
And, you know, paper you can always use for another purpose.
Yes.
That's a farm joke, apparently.
Especially in the country, right?
Yeah.
So that's the home companion, actually, the dairy home companion, you know.
Pretty much same.
Not the prairie one so much. So Pulse, tell us about Pulse. What is this?
Oh, Pulse. I write for a variety of magazines and newspapers, and there's a thing called Peninsula Pulse, which is I write for all the filthy rich who go and spend their summers on the door. And no, I didn't mean that. Anyway, this is just a collection from that series that I did for the Peninsula Pulse, so yeah. we abbreviate it to the Pulse, which has a kind of cachet about it.
Yeah. Is there a print run as well? I mean, it's not strictly.
There's people who still need a physical contact.
Got to have something to pulp when it's all done, all said and done.
You can always, you know, you can survive with a book. You could eat it. You make soup of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I think we need to have a recipe book that you eat the book. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Or a coffee table book that actually has legs on it.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a good idea.
Let's work on that. I like that idea.
Can you do something from the new book?
Indeed.
I'm always prepared. I could probably give you a choice, but I chose
what
to do. This has a more of a rural theme.
Okay. You know?
Is that all right to have a rural theme?
Perfect.
Fishing car. It was a township tradition. A coming-of-age thing, like a boy child of the Arthurian age getting his buckler and his sword, like a Sioux man child setting out on a dream quest. In our township, of moors and seeps and serpentines and brook trout, that thing was the fishing car. For my 14th birthday, my dad gave me a fishing car. Not that I could drive legal on the marsh roads, but they didn't really count. The reason my dad gave me that car was so I had no excuse to return late for evening chores. After Sunday afternoon fishing, Sunday evening chores. I can't say what year or model that fishing car was, having long since gone through the known metamorphosis of the proper motor car. A devolution by whence an automobile becomes a sedan, thence a set of wheels, onward to jalopy, and towards the bottom rung, it became a real bargain. At its terminal stage, fishing car. Next stop was scrap iron with the demolition derby somewhere in between. In those great wide days, persons devout about fishing had a fishing car same as they had a fishing pole. Because a well-equipped fisherman didn't want to extricate all the junk from the car after the latest expedition, meaning the junk from the car is now in the house. It was my mother who encouraged Dad to buy me the fishing car, to housebreak me for future utility for another female, and a household spared of fishing gear. See, Michael, on the farm, it's always about females.
Everywhere.
Originally, the car was blue. I venture this theoretically because it might have been brown. Paint jobs on cars once enjoyed this chameleon feature, the ability to take on hues that weren't original. As a result, they morph their way through the color spectrum with each passing year. You could determine the vintage of the car by the color phase it was suffering. My father's advice about the car, about being a kid with a car, was to locate a tidy collection of spare tires. So I took temporary loan of wheels from hay wagons and wheels from tractors, aware that the wheel of a John Deere doesn't necessarily fit a Plymouth, as explains the secret accessory of the fishing car, the sledgehammer, to knock off the lug bolts that didn't correspond to the bolt pattern of the wheel. Two bolts is general enough to hold the wheel on marsh roads, as has no speed limit, because dirt is the limit. The thing about a fishing car was you could leave the gear in it. Didn't have to dump out the bait can, just store it in the car. The heat inside the car jerked any bait left over into items resembling snack foods. Had I known at the time that they'd qualify as snack foods, I'd have earned a fortune getting in on the ground floor. A friend borrowed my fishing car one night, saying afterwards the potato sticks needed salt. You're right, they weren't potato sticks. I should have used the money to buy the potato sticks, I suppose, but I used 50 cents for gasoline at the Keene Grocery since they didn't ask any questions at the Keene Grocery, like whether a car like this should even be on the road.
I didn't tell my friend that he ate last week's angleworms, or maybe they were the bloodsuckers. But trout don't go for bloodsuckers, but I like them because with a dozen eggs and a 10-cent cup of bloodsuckers, you don't need bacon. Eventually, the car died. I suppose that's a little bit too country for you guys. Eventually, the car died somewhere the other side of Ditch 8. For all I know, it's still out there. It wouldn't start as was usual. And to get it going, the trick was to pour a little gasoline down the carb. You know, help it catch. My friend did the pouring. He didn't have solid practice in priming an engine, so he dumped in the whole quart. That engine never knew what hit it. One instant, a regulation car. The next, a dense iron core meteorite, newly arrived in a smoking crater somewhere in the big empty of the Buena Vista Marsh. We got out our poles fast. We grabbed our hats, but the rest of the gear got wasted. We watched it burn for a while, and as it settled into a slow simmer, we headed home for evening milking. I was glad to get back to chores. My dad didn't ask what became of the car because he already knew. He was, after all, a farm dad.
Justin Isherwood. New book is Pulse. And is that available yet, Justin? Can we get a copy?
In two weeks.
That was great. I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. We should do that Prairie Home thing. You know, he's looking for a replacement.
Garrison's a funny guy. He's got a little different tone of, you know.
Yeah.
He wants me to dress up.
Yeah, oh, it doesn't, yeah.
And it's a night show.
Yeah, but I mean, he's retiring, and he's looking for a replacement. True. This could be the news from...
Bancroft?
From Marsh? From Bancroft. A Bancroft home companion. Don't think about it.
Think we could do it in a tent?
Think about it. I can't guarantee anything, Justin, but I think you should do it. Justin Isherwood. Look for him. Book of Plow. The new one, Pulse. Alice in Dairyland, ladies and gentlemen. Alice in Dairyland. I know you're busy because you've got all of Dairyland to be Alice in.
Yes. Wisconsin is a very big state to cover.
It is. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Marathon County, just west of Wausau in the Athens-Edgar area.
Oh, are you up there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your actual name is not Allison Dairyland, though.
My actual name is Katie Workus.
Katie Workus. You're a good one, Katie. It's just something. When you were a little girl, did you ever dream that someday you would be Alice in Dairyland?
I've wanted to be Alice in Dairyland since I was 4 years old, and I pictured of a... I pointed at a picture of Alice in Dairyland in the local newspaper and told my mom, I want to be her someday.
Yeah.
I thought at the time it was because I would get to talk about my cows, because as a four-year-old, you want everything about you. And so instead, I realized as I grew up that I'd get to talk about all of Wisconsin's cows, which is over 1.2 million cows that we have here in the
That's
state.
That's a lot of cows.
A lot of cows.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of milk, too.
Yeah. How many people?
I don't know.
See, you don't care. That's because she's not Alice in People Land, ladies and gentlemen. I think there's a cow for every two or three people, at least, I would think.
Something. I'll have to research it.
Someone has my cow somewhere, I think. So you grew up on a dairy farm as well?
Yes, I grew up on my family's dairy farm. Yeah. My dad milked, and we had Jerseys, the smaller brown cow.
Yeah. Like the Jerseys better than the Holsteins, do you?
We need all of Wisconsin, all the cows here in Wisconsin.
You're good, dear. You are good. Now, do you see a career in politics after this Dairyland thing?
No, I plan to be a middle school math teacher in my hometown of Edgar.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yes.
Math, huh? Yeah, good. Math is a lot harder than it used to be.
How so?
Well, I mean, I have two daughters, and my youngest daughter, I could help her up until fourth grade. And then they went into polynomial, whatever, and I had to go online and try and figure out, but I was lost after that, and now I'm totally lost. It's a lot more difficult than it used to be.
Yes, there is some challenge to it, and if you don't use it, sometimes you lose the information. So.
You don't use it, you lose it? Is that from Alice in Dairyland?
No. That's from the Math Katie.
Oh, there's a Math Katie in there, too. Now we can get the Alice in Mathland would be good, too, I think, actually. So, your duties as Alice in Dairyland, I mean, it's a busy schedule, right? I mean, you're on the road all the time.
Yes, I will travel the year for one full year. I just started on June 1st, and I'll put on more than 40,000 miles. educating consumers about where their food comes from, and that's Wisconsin Farms, and how diverse Wisconsin's $59 billion agriculture industry is. We have, you know, the dairy, of course, but we also have those great berries, which are starting to ripen up right now, as well as the meat industry and everything else we have here.
Yeah. Now give me the real answer.
That is the real answer. I get to have fun. I get to meet everyone, and I get to have a lot of fun working with you and, everyone else I get to meet.
And the actual competition to be Alice in Dairyland, is it like it's not like a beauty contest kind of thing, is it? Or no, I didn't mean to say that. Although you are a beauty, Katie. You are a beauty, but it's coincidental to your actual...
Alice in Dairyland is a public relations position with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture.
Trade right, but I mean, don't you have to go on stage and sing a song or something and twirl?
No, none of that anymore. Now it's all about, there's a 3-day public job interview, and we have to do TV interviews, radio interviews, and individual interviews, presentations on stage, agribusiness tours.
Okay.
Lots of things in those 3 days.
No singing, dancing, no swimsuits, no ballroom gowns. And
only time we'll be wearing a ballroom gown is at some fraternity shows this year.
Yeah.
When they dress up. So
how do those go?
I've never been to one. I guess I'll find out.
Yeah, that could be interesting. That could be a challenge to your training, I think.
Yeah, because they do wear the formal gowns. The ladies will wear full-length gowns, and then the gentlemen will wear suits, and they'll show cattle with them. So that's how a fraternity show goes.
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah.
Yes,
do. The cattle wear something formal, too? Or they
No, they're just so pretty when they're all cleaned up.
Just
and
a boutonniere, maybe, or something. and your rain ends. I mean, how do rains work?
I just started on June 1st, so I will finish up end of May next year.
Yeah, and then is there at the end of that? Is there like a scholarship or something that comes from the do you earn scholarships? Or?
It's actually a paid position with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Yeah? So there's no scholarship because it's a paid position.
Oh yeah, how much you make? Oh, never mind. No. Just kidding you, dear. Thank you, Alice, so much for taking time for your busy schedule. I know today you are working as well. What's the official job today?
Today I just get to mingle with people. I have got milk straws that change white milk into chocolate milk that I'm handing out. I also have keychains. I have maps of Wisconsin that you
straws,
can find.
Straws, not like bull straws.
No, there's straws that have chocolate beads in them, and then when you drink the milk through, they change it to chocolate milk.
Okay.
And then I'm also... Then I'm also handing out maps that have where you can buy Wisconsin cheese at, and then also some dairy recipes.
Yeah. And you are lactose tolerant yourself, just to put this on record.
No, I love milk. I drink a lot of milk and cheese and ice cream.
It's done wonders for you, too, may I say. Alice in Dairyland, Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Alice in Dairyland, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sirree. Okay there.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
I thought there might have been like a talent competition as well.
Yeah, maybe it used to be like that, but it's
Yeah.
It's all about marketing and business now.
And she's obviously very good at it.
Yeah, she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if there were a talent competition, I think she'd do very well as well.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So you got your little keyboard there. You got your Roland here in the tent on the farm.
I do.
You're doing those little voice things on there, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Those are kind of cool.
Those are cool.
Yeah.
How do you? Can you do Hava Nagila with a voice on?
No, I can't do that. I didn't get the
Jewish. Because
then you
can work bar mitzvahs with your little Roland there. Take that,
I got the wrong piano.
I think. It's a good thing here. What's and Clyde? Did you warm up yet, Clyde?
No, I love
Clyde. Is sitting there shaking. Oh. Yeah. He's been here 40 years, and he still hasn't warmed up.
Yeah.
So, okay, this little number here, what do you got for
it's
us?
A little shuffle and see.
Shuffle and see.
Once again, Michael Feldman.
Thank you. And I guess, the one of us actually who has a rural background actually is Clyde. You grew up in the country, right?
No, I grew up in the
city. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. And weren't you Chattanooga? You're out in the country there.
I live in Chattanooga. I was born in Chattanooga.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Alabama. I picked cotton once.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I didn't accuse you of being a cotton picker.
What?
I'm not a country person. I'm a city person. Yeah.
But I thought, didn't you live out in the country? And
no, I lived in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the city.
Well, you did pick cotton, though, that one time.
One time, just experimental.
What are you doing, serving 30 days or what?
All right, Michael, go ahead.
All right, so I guess he wasn't. I thought he had a farm background.
I thought
I guess
he did
it was
too.
Just that one time. I don't know. I just, you never know a person. You think you know a person, but you don't know a person. Hi, dear. How are you?
Hi.
Megan, it says here you're here with programs. What program were you involved in? You know what you were doing here? Face paint? Were you doing face painting?
No, we were handing out programs.
Oh, you were handing out programs. That's what it was. I thought there was. Okay, that's very good. And where do you girls go to school?
Lodi Elementary School.
Lodi Elementary? Are you Lodi too?
Yeah.
But are you middle school now?
No.
Still elementary?
Yes.
The fighting, what do they call it? Lodi, the fighting?
No.
I don't mean there's fighting in Lodi, but I mean, do you have a mascot? You know, the fighting ducks?
Lodi Devils.
Devils?
Lodi Devils.
The Red Devil?
No, like a Blue Devil.
Blue Devils. Blue Devils, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Nice to see you. It's Julia and Megan Carls. Thanks, girl. Thanks for being here. Yes. All right, the Fighting Blue Devils. They don't fight. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Let's see. Can a dairy princess be lactose intolerant? No, I guess she's not. I asked her. This is my same question. You know, that could be a troublesome thing, actually. What? Okay, hold on just a second. I've been corrected. Yes.
I just read an article last week in Minnesota. Their dairy princess is lactose intolerant.
So do they drum her out or what?
No, she's not allowed to have piercings, tattoos, drink or chew. No, I don't know if that was in there. But she can be lactose intolerant.
I'm sorry. Did I miss something? What have the piercings got to do with the intolerance?
That's what it said in the article. In the rules, they may not have piercings or tattoos, but they can be lactose intolerant.
That says that in the rule?
I think this was the first one that they've ever come across.
What? I'm sorry.
It's in Minnesota.
Oh, say no more. It's Minnesota. What is with those people, you know? They look like us, but they don't sound like us, and they don't live like us. I don't understand it. Huh? They can have Brett Favre, yes. No, well... I don't think he's there anymore, is he? That's not what I heard. Chris from Madison is renewed rather than retired. Have you ever been on a farm before? If yes, did you help out? Where's the coffee and donuts? If you're still hungry, Chris, I'd be. Where is Chris? Huh? Always complaining, right? No matter what. Always looking for the dark side, Bertie. What? Yes.
Have you ever lived on a farm? Or
no. I've been on a farm.
And what did you do?
When I was lost, or if I went into a ditch and I had to get the guy to pull me out, you know.
So you never helped with chores?
With what?
Chores in the farm.
Chores?
Chores.
What is that?
Real work, you know.
Chores?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are like things you have to do.
Yes, yes.
No, I've never had that.
Oh, like kill the chickens or...
You have to kill the chickens? Why, if they attack you, I could see defending myself. Have you killed a chicken?
Oh, yes. When I was a little kid, I would visit my grandmother, and we had to kill the chickens and pluck the feathers.
Did you do it kosher?
I think so.
Grandmother kosher chicken plucker?
yes, definitely.
There's a certain thing you got to do of it.
Well, I'm not sure then. What is that?
I think my own grandmother, actually, I mean, they weren't farmers or something, but they'd get live chickens, you know, and they'd give them one of those. You give them a twist, and voila, you got chicken. You know.
Right, that's correct. I don't know if they do that anymore, but that's what I...
But that's, you know, these the old days. So.
Right. And then we made sausage.
You make sausage?
On the farm.
How do you make sausage?
With little casings. Yes, we did the whole thing as a little kid.
Where was this, your farm?
Racine County, Milwaukee County.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Are there still farms around that area? It's probably all built up, isn't it?
Well, no, but there are still farms. Yeah. Not like Dane County, though.
In your Chris?
Chris. From Madison, yes.
You know this guy, too?
Right. My brother, I brought him along, and he had to come from Milwaukee to see me.
For the breakfast here.
Yeah.
She came last year. She says, it's good. Got to come up. So I got up early and came for breakfast.
Okay. And what are you doing here, though?
I'm listening.
How'd you end up in this tent?
I don't know. She dragged me in to listen to some guy I never heard of.
Hey, worse, I'm some guy from Milwaukee. So that's even how bad that can be.
And you had to come all the way to Madison because they wouldn't let you in Milwaukee or what?
No, I had to. I had to get out of Milwaukee at a certain point, you know.
Oh, okay.
If you do the Milwaukee thing in long enough, you know, what part of Milwaukee are you from?
The South Side.
We never went on the South Side.
Oh, okay.
We weren't allowed to. Mitchell Street. We weren't allowed on Mitchell Street.
Hales Corners, Whitnall Park area.
Oh, Hales Corners is nice. Okay, well, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming here. Nice to have you here. Our friends from Milwaukee, old farmers and stuff. Sewing machine. We have, if you need a sewing machine, I got a connection here for you. Kathy Daniels is in sewing sales. And how's that going, dear? Pretty good?
Pretty good.
You have all brands?
No.
No.
I just have one brand.
One brand. Oh, see. Okay, wait a second. Let's find out about this here because we got to promote local commerce.
This is interesting. I
not for anyone else, but it says, what sewing machine, where in Oshkosh?
Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I sell Janome brand.
Janome? This is a joke, isn't it? Come on.
No!
You say Janome, right?
Janome, yes. That's the name of the brand. The name of my shop is It's So Right.
Okay. Okay there. In Oshkosh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've only opened for about a year now.
Is it hard to open a business these days, right?
Yeah, it's trying.
Is it going well?
It would go better if more ladies and men would buy sewing machines. I also service them, too. I clean them.
You service the ladies and men who buy this? See, there's that extra something that can make a difference in the business. You get that extra service.
Their store motto is?
We'll keep you in stitches.
Okay, well, I think you're on the right track there, dear. Thank you, Kathy Daniels.
Thank you.
So there you go. If you're in Oshkosh, look for the sewing machine. It's like Janome. When the summer comes, if you came back as a barnyard animal, which animal would it be? I don't know. I mean, who thinks about that? Why would you come back as a barnyard animal, number one? I mean, it's possible, I suppose. A buttercup wouldn't be a bad life, obviously. Where's Andrew Paul Kring? From Kalamazoo? This is your question. Have you thought about this, Andrew? You're not doing recreational drugs or something, are you? This is not the kind of thing that most kids think of. You know, have you given it some thought?
Yes, a little bit.
And your conclusion is?
An ass, perhaps, but my friend Bethany says that's what I'm covering in this life.
Oh, I don't think so at all. What are you doing these days?
I just graduated a few weeks ago.
From?
Chicago Theological Seminary.
Chicago Theological Seminary. Stand up here. Let's have a look at you. People can see that I'm actually talking to a theologian here. So, do you get to pick your theology down there? What?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. What kind did you decide on?
It's complicated.
Is that a form of theology? Complication theology?
Yeah. Call it that.
Are you leaning towards, like, you know, can you choose, like, Buddhism or
Christian? Yeah,
Christian. You want to say Christian?
More or less.
Okay, more or less Christian. What would that be, Presbyterian or something?
Very good, very good.
Which one pays the best? I don't know. That's what you guys. I think Presbyterian.
I think the Presbyterians are doing pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. They pay pretty good. Some of them. Not the evangelicals so much. I think.
Yeah, maybe not.
So you just graduated. Now, do you have a job lined up?
No, I'm in the interim searching process.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you looking for?
I'm going towards hospital chaplaincy. It's a long certification process, though, so I'll begin engaging that this year.
Oh, that's good. Well, good for you. Good for you. And you'll be coming back as an ass, so it's, your life is your life is pretty much set. I think.
Yeah. Yep, thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't know what I would be, I'll tell you. But a nice young man, Andrew. Well, he'll do well. Once he settles on a theology, it's hard to pick a theology. Usually they pick you, you know, you just sort of end up in, oh, this is what I am? Okay, fine, cool. You ever worked at a dairy farm? No. What food tastes better outside? Okay. How many gallons of blood must circulate in a cow to produce 1 gallon of milk? Yuck. Dairy process, lactose intolerant. Okay, we've gone through all the cards. That's it for the cards. I went through all your cards. Now I'm going to need to see your... I'm going to need to see your 1040s. And especially the deductions. I want to see anything on deductions. What are you deducting this year? Anything?
What am I deducting this year? I guess, I don't know, everything I got, really.
Yeah. Well, then you'll need a 1040 long form.
Okay. Yeah, well, my wife takes care of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true, isn't it? Ever since that Wiener guy, you know, I mean, everybody, you can't say anything. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
You notice that everyone's on edge about anything, you know.
Very risque.
Come on, give me a little drum shot on that. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because you didn't get a chance the first time. Odds are you won't get a chance this time. It's going to come down to maybe like never getting a chance. So this, you better think about this pretty carefully here. And not, I've seen a lot of reluctance in this crowd here actually to want to play the... Huh? All right. Well, this guy, you cannot say no to him. Who has ever said no to him? Come on over here, sir. You didn't have to dress for this. Did they tell you you had to dress?
Well, I dressed up a little bit.
This is your good shirt.
That was my good shirt. I got bad ones at home.
Yeah, I can tell a good shirt.
She wouldn't let me put them on.
I can see it. It's a good shirt. It's a nice shirt.
You know, that's a privilege. Yeah. I've been listening to you since you started.
Really?
I was a rural character, and every Saturday morning you were my entertainment.
You're a rural character. We love our rural characters.
Thank you.
They're the best. You know why? Because they're in their own vehicles, and you don't know what the hell they're doing out there. They're parked somewhere. Because they know where to park, you know, and they for long periods of time. And your name is?
Newt. Newt Rockney.
Newt. Yeah, all right, so Newt.
Newt Rockney.
Come on. Newt.
Ken Newt Rockney.
Give me, is your wallet? Where's your wallet? Newt Rockney. They are from the city. I get this all the time out here. Kenneth Rock.
Yeah, it's cool. They call me Newt for short.
All right, come on, Newt. Come on down here. Come on, Newt Rockney, ladies and gentlemen. One of the four horsemen. In fact, he's all four of the horsemen. He's waving his hat. He's taking bows. Have a seat there, Newt. And once again, you know, God bless our rural carriers, don't you think?
Thank you. That ain't as easy as it looks.
Yeah. Because doctors don't make house calls anymore, and your priest is not going to come out there except, you know, extreme circumstances. But your rural carrier is there all the time.
But we get in trouble if we make house calls.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you done that, Newt? It's been a
no, I tried to stay away from that. I've been married too many years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I bet some of them leave a little something in the box for you, don't they?
I have had a few desserts, yes.
A few desserts? I bet that's not all.
Careful.
Newt Rockney.
Yep, Newt Rockney.
Are you related at all to the Rockney Rockneys?
I have looked back, and I'm not.
No, you're not. Huh?
But I did have my picture taken with them.
You did?
In Bergen, Norway.
No kidding.
Yep, with a marble on the statue.
Oh, around
the
statue.
He was passed away, and I
wasn't. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's been gone for a while, I guess.
Yeah, he's been gone a while, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Where do your Rockneys stem from?
We come from around the Voss area.
Oh.
We've been settled in Wisconsin since 1848.
Yeah? Takes a long time for you guys to settle, huh?
Well, we never moved very far once we got here,
yeah,
either.
Some guys settle right away, and some have been settling since 1848.
Same farm for 150 years.
No kidding. And what do you grow on that farm? Yes.
That was my mother's farm, and my son just bought that. So.
Yeah, yeah.
We have just a small farm, tobacco, milked a few cows.
Yeah.
And raised a little cane.
Yeah, yeah.
And like then, they say, anything goes on the farm.
So, but you were farming before you became the rural carrier.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Little did I ever think in my life.
Everything, yeah. Other odd jobs, what else did you do?
I drove a truck for a while.
Did you?
Had my own grocery store for about 8 years.
You did? Up there?
Yeah. And I lived in Cambridge. That's where I lived.
In Cambridge.
Utica.
Okay. In Utica. Okay.
But you know where that is?
Yes, near Cambridge, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Very good.
Out there near the, you know,
yep, right out there,
where they used to be, dark down there, that one
that's
thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice out there. The grocery store, and then what else did you do? Ever military at all? Or?
I was military? In the Air Force.
Air Force?
Air Guard.
Air Guard, yeah.
Madison.
Yeah, yeah. What haven't you done? Let's start there.
What haven't I done? Well, there's a few things. This is one of the bucket list things right
this
here.
This is it. You check this one off.
I bet. Look that up.
You're not going to do the bungee cord thing,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not going to do the bungee cord thing. I kind of like my feet on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. I can't see that at all. Jumping out of a plane, I can't see that.
You do that? That might be one of the things, yeah.
Well, you were Air Force, you
said. I got a few years at the bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope.
Yeah, that's cool. And you're retired now, huh?
I'm retired, sort of.
Yeah. So, what else are you doing in your retirement?
Well, I haul parts for bumper to bumper part-time, get to meet all the mechanics.
Oh, you do?
They can tell me what cars are good ones to buy and what cars aren't good to buy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of neat.
I think the ones that you're not delivering parts for would be probably
that's right.
The ones to look for.
It can tell pretty fast, because if you deliver that part for that car a lot of times, that ain't the one you're going to buy.
Yeah. And you probably don't want a car that a rural carrier had.
No, they're pretty beat up.
Yeah, they go through a lot. Why do they make you take your own? Shouldn't they supply you with a vehicle? What's the matter with it?
Well, they do now.
They do now?
So, right.
Yeah.
When I was, no, you had to buy your own car.
Yeah. Did they give you mileage, though?
Yep, a little bit.
A little bit, not much, though.
Not much. Not what you needed, I don't think.
And doesn't a wheel have to be on the other side or something?
I did have one.
You did?
I had one that I could drive right where you needed to drive.
Where did you get one with the wheel on the wrong side?
A foreign country.
You're not gonna, which you can't name, right?
Subaru.
A Subaru from England or something?
I think
Japan?
They're from Japan, I believe.
Yeah, wow. They drive on the wrong side there.
Well, yeah, but they only made them for 10 years, then they quit. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting. You still drive that?
I still got a Subaru, though.
Yeah, yeah, not the one with the...
No, not the one, no.
Yeah.
Some guy tried to pass me on the wrong side of the road. I was turning left. He passed me on the left. Guess what happened to the car?
Well, at least you're right there to see it.
Well,
there.
I was there.
Well, you're over there. Yep. You missed the most of
it. The cop said, can you drive it across the road and get it out of the way? I said, yeah, I think the four-wheel drive still works. We drove her off.
Yeah, and that was it. Oh,
parked it right in the... It happened right in the junkyard.
Yeah.
So well, it stayed right there.
You're a lucky guy. You know, your life is all these lucky things.
There's something up there that's looking out for me.
Watching for Newt Rockne. Well, great to have you here, joining us here.
Happens to be my 50th year class reunion today.
Really?
1961.
No kidding. This is all about you, Newt Rockne. I knew we were out here for a reason. Are you going to the reunion?
I'll be there in about 4 hours.
Yeah? Where are they having it?
Cambridge Country Club.
That's near Utica, isn't it?
That's pretty near Utica. You bet. Yeah. Attaboy, everything revolves around Utica.
Yeah, good. Here is the. Oh, that's good. That'd be fun. Are you looking forward to it? I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you keep in touch with any of those guys?
Or? A few of them, yeah. Sure. We've already had 2 days already.
You've had 2 days of.
Thursday and Friday already.
Oh, you've already been reunion.
Oh, yeah. We were a pretty tough class, I'll tell you. We don't wear out easy.
All right. Here's the question, I guess you mentioned before. The question is, and this revolves around the dairying once again, what is a quark? A quark, not in physics now. Forget about physics for a minute. You know, the quark. So it's not the subatomic. We're talking about the dairy quark.
We've already milked this quiz for a contestant, so call to play the quiz next week.
Yeah, dairy quark. Something to do with dairying, something to do with milk production, let us say, or milk products. I'll tell you that much. Oh. Let's go to the phone. We got Bettendorf, Iowa. They should know in Bettendorf, don't you think? David's on the line there from Bettendorf. Hey, David.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's great. Do you farm there in Bettendorf?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, what'd you retire from?
I was a postmaster.
Well, then you've heard of Newt Rockne, I dare say.
You know the stars are lined up right.
Yeah, postmaster in Bettendorf?
Yes, I was a postmaster in Bettendorf, Iowa, and then Davenport also.
Oh, yeah. So you got two of the four, huh?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, you should have gone on for the other two. You would have had the whole...
right.
Whatever is after a hat trick, I guess. David, what is a quark in terms of...
You know, I have no idea.
Oh. That's too bad.
Thanks for calling, man. Yeah. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, he doesn't know. All right, well, he gave up pretty easy there. Melissa is in Pekin, Illinois.
Yes, Pekin, yeah. Illinois.
Yes.
And I am a city letter carrier.
You are?
No!
And this is my first time calling. I have no idea what the answer is, but I heard rural letter carrier, and I thought, I'm a city letter carrier working today.
Yes.
I have to call.
And God bless our city letter carriers. It's not just the rural, because they're out there doing a job for you. And aren't you supposed to be working, though, dear?
I am entitled to a 10-minute break, and I am taking my break. My postmaster, who takes every Saturday off at home, if he's listening to the radio, I am on my break.
Well, we just had him on the air. He's not doing anything much, obviously.
I heard that.
Calling in shows like this. All right, we got 10 minutes, I guess. We can get you in here. You know what a quark is in terms of a dairy? It's a dairy product.
A dairy product?
Yes.
It's a quark?
Can we accept that answer, Jim?
I think we can accept
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right. A dairy product is a quark. That's very good. We like you. That's right. We like you. We go the extra mile for you. You have your lean quark or your creamy quark. It's a quark. Quark, I guess it would be. It's like a kind of cheese.
A kind of tea.
Yes, that's right. A kind of cheese. It's the same as a tvorog. A tvorog, if you're a Russian or a Ukrainian or something. It's a cheese that's... what kind of cheese is it? Cream cheese. Like a cream cheese or a cottage cheese, maybe, or along those lines. Yeah, something like that. Okay, very good. Melissa, you did it. Melissa, this is Newt.
Glad to meet you, Melissa.
Hi, Newt. Glad to meet you, too.
You betcha. You're sounding pretty good. I had the conversation there.
Yeah, yeah. Are you sorting while you're doing this? I notice there seems to be some sorting going
on. No, you cannot sort. I'm on my personal time.
Yes.
Once again, Postmaster, if you're listening. I'm not conducting any postal
business. Okay. A little touchy about that, Melissa. Now, you and Newt are a team here right now. Don't sort, though. Let me get you sorting. And two of you work together. And, Jim, what are those categories?
Categories are current events. People, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention. Science or odds and ends.
Melissa, you can pick. Since you're not sorting, you pick the first. What category
well,
would you
like? Well, we're going to go with things I should have learned in school.
That's okay. Good. I was thinking the same thing.
All right. You want eggs? Do you need a rooster? The basic question, the fundamental question of life, I think.
What do you think, Melissa?
For all of us. You want eggs?
I would say no.
She's right. You don't need a rooster.
No, you don't need a rooster.
Just help us have little chicks.
Yeah, and it's the same for all of us, frankly. It's the same for all of us. Yes.
One right and no wrong.
Okay, very good. And what's left there, Jimmy?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends?
Newt?
How about odds and ends?
Odds and ends could be anything. Yes, it is.
It could be.
Do cows enjoy an intellectual challenge?
Do they enjoy an intellectual challenge?
Yes. They're presented with some situation where there's a problem they have to solve, you know, a cow-like problem to solve. Do cows actually seem to enjoy that challenge?
I think so.
Huh. Melissa?
You think so?
I think they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're smart enough to make cow pies.
So you want to go wrong? You can't go wrong with Newt. Let's face it. Do you want to go along with his?
That's right. I'll go along with Newt.
Yes, they do. Right. They have studied them, and they definitely seem to enjoy a little change in their patterns, a little change in their day, because otherwise they're all lined up one way. And
two right and no wrong.
Yeah, very good. What's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, or science?
Melissa?
People.
People, okay. Oh, it's cows this week. We changed cows from people. All right, whose career included more than 1.4 million straws of semen? Hey, you see it all on the farm. Is it A, Delta Olympic, B, Tan Bark, or C, Anthony Weiner?
It could be C, but he's the wrong gender, I'll tell you that.
I would say B.
Tan bark?
I'd say A.
Tan bark was good, no doubt
okay,
about
we'll
it.
Okay, we'll go with A.
You're saying Delta Olympic
I
all
think
around
Delta
over...
Olympic sounds pretty good.
You know Delta Olympic?
No, I don't, but yeah. He probably was up here at the ABS farm someplace.
Oh, yeah, I bet you he was. Oh, yeah, think so? Yeah. Delta Olympic is right, yes. Yeah. 1.4 million and counting. Holy cow, is that it?
Yeah, they can take a prize.
Or what?
Or they can go on try for the mother load. They do have to answer two questions correctly from our three remaining categories, win a treasure trove of prizes. However, if they miss either one of those, that bucket list has got a hole in it.
The bucket list has got a hole in it. In other words, the milk would be gone, right?
That's right.
Yeah. She don't work no more, I think. Melissa and Newt.
I'll go.
Yeah, Melissa?
I still have exactly 4.3 million.
All right. All right, we'll try and get this in real quicker. What's left there, Jim?
Current events, places, or science?
Oh, we might as well try current events.
Current events right out of the moose.
Right out of the moose. We're on the farm.
All right. What minus what is skimmed by calves? The average cow produces how many pounds of milk per year? Is it 11,008, 16,999, or 20,204 pounds of milk per year? Average cow. I hate to say average because they're all different.
Their average cow.
Yeah.
I'd say probably the average would be about 16,000.
Okay, did you hear all the answers? 11,008, 16,999, or 20,204 pounds of milk. Today's productive cows.
That's a productive cow.
That would be a productive. Melissa, you want to weigh in on this?
I would like to go a productive cow, 20,000.
All right. Good, 20,204. Oh, that's amazing. That's a lot of milk there, Newt.
Four right, no wrong.
Okay. We're talking lots of milk, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Places or science, the remaining
What's
categories.
What's left there, Jim?
Places or science.
Melissa's turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go places.
No, you want, it's your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I think so.
What do we got left?
I don't know. She wants places.
She wants places?
Yeah.
Let's do places.
Okay.
Melissa knows. She's only got 2 minutes left.
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
Okay, are there really more cows than people in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Melissa says yes, but she's a city carrier.
That's right. No.
She tends to see more people.
Probably one cow per three people or something like that.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
Close.
So you're saying there really are not?
There's not as many cows as people.
You always hear there are more cows than people in Wisconsin. You're saying?
There's not.
There's not. Melissa?
Really, I would think that there would be more cows than people in the country.
Well, are there any cows on your route, for example?
With four legs? I would go along with Newt and say that there are more people than cows.
He's right. 5.6 million of us. 3.4 million of them.
Melissa, you're going to celebrate June as Dairy Month with a selection of 10 delicious premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms. And then read Buck Peterson's irreverent complete guide to fishing from 10 Speed Press. Add some real shine to your coin collection with the official What Do You Know Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter featuring the only tropical bird native to Wisconsin, the rare and elusive Flamingo. And for me, once the crops are harvested, life on the farm slows down a bit. You'll be ready for this October Splash of Red Cranberry Highway Tour, including lunch from the Pittsville FFA and Cranberry Science class. You can wear the Archival I Heard It on What Do You Know t-shirt and equally historic Holstein pattern What Do You Know sunglasses to your class reunion. And go cow wild with a great big cheese cookbook featuring inspired contribution from many chefs like Tori Miller and Govan Armstrong, published by Running Press from the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
It's
been a pleasure.
Hang on there, Melissa. We'll get that stuff to you. You got one more minute,
Live shows at Monona Terrace in Madison resume next week, Saturday, April 6th, with a special appearance by the funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield. For a full schedule and ticket information, click over to notmuch.com or call 608-262-2201. Wish you could enjoy What Do You Know every day? You can. Click over to notmuch.com. You'll be able to join our Facebook family, play the brand spanking new online quiz, or laugh throughout the week with Michael's tweets. It's all there for you, all in one place, at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich, producer, with assistance from Michelle Good, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine, with help from Brad Kohlberg and Aubrey Ralph. I'm Sarah Nix, hoping you'll join us next week for more of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know?
PRI, Public Radio International.